Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, October 28th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by DreamTech. Leading off today, Apple is kicking off its promised exciting week of announcements with the introduction of the M4-powered 24-inch iMac. The M4 chip is the star of the show in the updated 24-inch iMac. Apple says that productivity is up to 1.7 times faster, and Safari is up to 1.5 times faster compared to the M1. Apple also says to expect 2 times higher frame rates than on iMac with M1 for gameplay, and photo editing is up to 2.1 times faster. In terms of configuration options, the new iMac starts with 16 gigabytes of RAM for the first time, up from the 8 gigabytes starting configuration of the previous model. The base configuration features an 8-core CPU and an 8-core GPU, with 256 gigabytes of storage and 2 Thunderbolt 4 ports. The higher tier 24-inch iMac models feature a 10-core CPU and a 10-core GPU, along with optional upgrades to 32 gigabytes of RAM and up to 2 terabytes of storage. You'll also find 4 Thunderbolt 4 ports on the higher end version instead of 2. The new 24-inch iMac supports connecting up to 2 6K external displays. The previous generation only supported connecting 1 6K external screen. The new 24-inch iMac is available in an all-new configuration with a nanotexture display finish. Apple says that the nanotexture finish on the iMac drastically reduces reflections and glare while maintaining image quality. The new iMac also features a 12-megapixel center stage camera with support for desk view for the first time. Desk view makes use of the wide-angle lens to simultaneously show the user and a top-down view of their desk at the same time. Apple says this is useful for educators presenting a lesson to students or creators showing off their latest DIY project. The new iMac is available in 7 new colors: green, yellow, orange, pink, purple, blue, and silver. Those new colors are the same as before, but in different shades that are slightly lighter than the previous generation. Apple has also updated its Magic Trackpad, Magic Keyboard, and Magic Mouse accessories to charge via USB-C instead of Lightning. These new accessories come with the 24-inch iMac in color-matched finishes, and they're available separately if you just want to finally get rid of your Lightning accessories. The new 24-inch iMac starts at the same $1,299 as before, and prices scale up from there depending on what configuration you opt for. Pre-orders begin today, with availability beginning Friday, November 8th. Apple announced the new 24-inch iMac via a press release on its website, but it also shared a 10-minute keynote-style video led by John Ternus on YouTube. In this video, Ternus confirmed that this is the first of 3 Mac announcements set for this week. So based on rumors, we'd expect a new MacBook Pro with M4 and M4 Pro and M4 Max chips, and the completely redesigned Mac Mini, likely on Tuesday and Wednesday. Next up today, Apple has officially released iOS 18.1 with the first Apple Intelligence features after 3 months of beta testing. iOS 18.1 is available for anyone to download now, but remember that the Apple Intelligence features are only available on the select subset of phones. That's the iPhone 15 Pro and Pro Max, and the entire iPhone 16 lineup. The first Apple Intelligence features in iOS 18.1 include writing tools for easily rewriting, proofreading, and summarizing text anywhere you type. You can find writing tools by highlighting your text and selecting the new writing tools option from the popover menu. There's a new reduce interruptions focus mode powered by Apple Intelligence, using AI to prioritize notifications that require immediate attention, and sending other notifications to Notification Center to be viewed later. We are sponsored this week by DreamTech. Whether you're a fan of smart assistants with manual cleaning or delegating the entire cleaning task to a robot, there's never been a better time to shop DreamTech's latest products. DreamTech is currently offering up to 30% off its lineup of cleaning robots, including the X40 Ultra, the L20 Ultra, and other models in its lineup. The X40 Ultra is Dream's flagship robotic cleaner, combining industry-leading suction power with the smartest technology ever. It's the highest quality mapping, best corner and edge cleaning, and a one-of-a-kind self-cleaning base station to truly take every aspect of cleaning out of your hands. Hit the link in the show notes to check out the latest DreamTech smart cleaning products and to learn how you can save up to 30% on your purchase. My thanks to DreamTech for their support of the show. iOS 18.1 brings multiple new Apple Intelligence features to the Photos app. One of the biggest changes is the addition of the cleanup feature, which lets you remove distracting objects and people from your photos with a single tap. iOS 18.1 also enables you to create personalized memories in the Photos app simply by typing a description, and the Photos app now incorporates new natural language search capabilities, making it easier to find specific photos and videos. While most of Siri's major new features won't ship until later this year or next year, iOS 18.1 does have a few changes for Apple's voice assistant. There's a completely new design for Siri featuring a glowing light that encircles the edge of the screen when Siri is active. iOS 18.1 also introduces the ability to switch between text and voice input for Siri simply by double-tapping the home indicator at the bottom of your iPhone. Furthermore, Apple claims that Siri in iOS 18.1 is better equipped to handle interruptions and maintain context when you stumble over your words or change your request mid-sentence. The Mail app in iOS 18.1 has a new priority messages section at the top of your inbox displaying your most urgent emails. There's also built-in support for summaries, including inline summaries of all messages in your inbox. Notification summaries is a new feature where Apple Intelligence automatically summarizes multiple notifications from your apps, providing a concise recap without the need to tap and read each message. Notification summaries work not only with Apple apps, but for every app on your phone, and you can choose to enable notification summaries or disable them on a per-app basis. In addition to Apple Intelligence, iOS 18.1 includes a number of other notable changes, such as Control Center updates, like new connectivity toggles and a reset Control Center option in Settings. There's the ability to switch to the front-facing camera on iPhone 16 with the camera control. There's support for drag and drop when using iPhone mirroring, TikTok integration to easily share songs and albums to Apple Music, and support for call recording and transcriptions. And of course, there are a handful of bug fixes and security improvements for all iPhone users. Again, iOS 18.1 is rolling out now, and you can update by going to the Settings app, choosing General, then choosing Software Update. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news at 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.